than just what meets the eye. That there's something possible beyond the patterning. And that's usually when people get serious about spiritual things. But until your pattern isn't running your life, how can you really be a person? Because the pattern is programmed. There's nothing spontaneous or real going on. Just the program is making the decisions and choosing the perceptions.
I had the same pattern that he did, or at least I thought I did, and then you told me I had a slightly different, like there was a pattern beyond the pattern or something. So is that correct, or do you then get deeper and deeper? Or?
Pattern is the pattern. There's not a pattern. It's not like you get beyond your pattern and then there's another one behind that to contend with. This is all basic stuff. This is all kind of, in that sense, simple stuff. This is the simple side of human beings. The simple side is behavioral. The simple side is what we take for reality, how we believe things work, and how we behave accordingly, and how we feel.
Right.
So these are very essential, elemental, basic patterns. And the pattern doesn't change. It's not like you get rid of your pattern. It's just you see through your pattern. Another name for these patterns is ego. It's just each ego has its own conditioning, its own theme. What I've spoken to you about is a pattern that's based on fear and doubt.
So it's different than that one, but I thought I had that one.
Well, most of us think we have most of them when we hear them,
yeah.
Or somebody talks about it, or we see it in another person. It's, intern's disease. But once you start to become more aware of your own conditionings, it becomes generally clear to a person what the pattern revolves around. And that's the right way to understand it. It's kind of a complex of things, a nexus of things, but it revolves around a central idea, a central perception, a central feeling about life. And that's why you can say, for Sam, the central feeling is love is only achievable through demonstrating something. First I have to prove myself, then I'll give love. And that's the central feeling, that's the central idea that things are organized around. So everybody is structured this way. This is the structure of human beings. Just like there's brown eyes and blue eyes, there's ways of doing life. Just think of you. Most people, how they identify themselves, what they think of as essential about themselves, will generally be an unaware comment about their nexus of central ideas, their pattern.
In essence, isn't it a suffering pattern for everybody? But there is a certain idea that makes this person suffer and struggle with it, his or her life.
No, because it doesn't have to be about the answer is yes and no. The yes is ultimately yes, because it's the source of people's anguish. It's the source of people's confusion, ultimately, if you go deep enough. But these patterns aren't all lack patterns. Like you could say that what we talked about, we're able to identify for Sam, is a lack pattern. I need to achieve to get love. I lack something. I need to prove something first. A pattern doesn't have to be a lack pattern. It can be the opposite. There's patterns based on Everybody loves me for no damn reason other than I'm great.